Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, everybody. So it is a wonderful weekend before the holiday of Christmas coming up here. And I'm sure that everybody's been out doing their shopping, getting their stuff done, making things happen, and beating the crowds or actually battling the crowds like they had to do all the way across the whole entire country. Because all I did was avoid every bit of that and did most of my stuff online. And then if I did have to battle it, I went late nights where things were just about to close or shut down. I was able to scoot in and then scoot out because I know how crazy it gets. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, sometimes the animosity and the venom that's thrown out there sometimes when you're taking your shopping cart and you're going through the different department stores, grocery stores or whatever, you would think at Christmas time, everybody would be in a good mood, right? We're out shopping, we're getting things done, but the stress level is just like screaming a lot of times, and I don't really understand it. So I digress on that part because it is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and it is supposed to be the holidays. And, you know, here's the thing, right? So a lot of people deal with the holidays in different ways, right? So we have a lot of people that are very jovial and festive and outgoing and are in the mood and jingle bells and all kinds of great stuff that they got going on. Well, that's one side of the coin. And then you have the other side of the coin that some people are maybe depressed or missing somebody during this time frame and it's not really all that festive, where they don't want to bring anybody else down, but they may not be feeling it at that moment in time. So I know that this time can be pretty tough and stressful for everyone, right? Or some people that don't really have money to spend, but know that they have to help their kids or be there for their children and make them happy, and they don't want them going without during the holiday season. So lots of things happen out there that stress us out, right? And so I talked about it on yesterday's Coffee Talk on the video version of what I was saying. And the thing that I had brought to the table was, it was all about how we respond to holidays and how we respond to eating during the holidays. You know, all of us probably go into the holidays with a plan. We think to ourselves, we're going to be successful. We're going to be mindful. We're not going to overeat. We're not going to stuff our faces. We're going to be, you know, good soldiers and making sure that we are doing the right thing because we are on a mission, right? We're on a mission. Well, the interesting part about that is that we can be on a mission all that we want to, but the second that that pumpkin pie is in front of your face, or the turkey comes out of the oven, or the ham is just glazed, or your mom's truffles, or anything that goes on, or your stocking is stuffed with truffle chocolates, or whatever else, things happen. And what I shared yesterday is that you can't necessarily beat yourself up for one day of eating or enjoying yourself or imbibing or diving into something and just having a moment where you are with family and you are comfortable and you feel good about that situation. And it helps you just kind of live in the moment. You can't beat yourself up. So here's what we'll see. What we'll see is we'll see on No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page, and we'll see on Connect, which is a social media outlet for Weight Watchers that's out there. And we'll see all the other social media aspects, Instagram, everything else. And what's going to happen is that the holidays are going to happen, and then we're going to have probably around 50%, maybe 40% of posts saying, oh, I overdid it. I feel so fat. I feel so gross. I feel disgusting. I'm just not really feeling good at all about what's going on. And when this happens, we all see it. Anybody that's been here for a period of time or been on this journey for a period of time, it's cyclical, right? Right after the Christmas time, you have all the people that binged and aren't feeling very good about themselves. And then you have an onslaught of people that come on board after the new year with the resolutions that come on board and say, I'm in, let's go. I want to better my life. I want to better my, you know, family, I want to be there, I want to exercise my whys, and I want to do whatever we're going to do. So this is always a cycle that we go through right around this time frame with holidays, New Year's, and everything else. So what I was saying was, is that we have to get in the right frame of mind here. You know, we can be mindful and we can still cheat on certain days and still live life. One day of you going over your calorie count, over your fat content, over your carbohydrates, not going to the gym or whatever on one day is not going to negate 364 other days that you have worked your tail off. It's not going to, you know, make you ruin all your body of work that you've done so far. But I think we mentally think that it does. We mentally think to ourselves, this is going to ruin everything. And we park in that space of negativity and our brain gets in the way. It does. It gets in the way so often, you know, and we think to ourselves, because I am going to sit down here and I am going to eat this pumpkin pie slice, and I know the points are there. And then you think to yourself, okay, so I'm beyond my points. I'm not being very mindful. So then you dive right in, right? You're like, bah, bah, bah. You go right into it. You're eating this. You're eating that. You're stuffing your face with this. You're throwing that down. You're drinking this glass of wine. You're doing whatever. Drinking some eggnog and doing whatever, right? You could take one or two approaches with that. Chalk it up as a loss. Move on and say, okay, good. You know what? I'm going to start back tomorrow. I'm going to be mindful again, and I'm going to make good choices. You could also take all the things that you ate and track them, write them down, take ownership on the fact that, yeah, so what? I ate that. I lived life. I enjoyed myself. I had a moment where I was actually enjoying company. I was actually enjoying the moment. I was living my life. The other third thing you can do, I mean, to be quite honest with you, is to be vigilant and be mindful. Take small slices, small bites. You know, you get a pile of nachos, and the nachos are in the middle of the table, and everybody eats the nachos, or you pass the plate of nachos around, so everybody's like, you got to have some nachos. And then you get your grandmother over here that's like, oh, you got to eat this food right here. You're getting too skinny, or, oh, you know, you're starving yourself, so you need to eat. So you know what you do? You take two of those little chips with a little bit of the nachos on it, you put it on your plate, and you have a little bite. You know, that's another approach to it. Have small bites and then track those and move on. You could be mindful, eat the foods that you love to eat, and then move on. It's just a day. It's just a moment in time. And see, when we talk about no finish line and we talk about there being no finish line, it's because our journeys go forever and ever. I mean, you got to think about the fact that until the day that we pass away and we're gone, our journeys go until the very end. And we are, it never ends. You may hit goal, you may hit a number, you may hit a point on a scale that you want to be, or you may hit a goal of what your biceps you want the size of, or you may hit a goal of running a 9-minute mile, right? And you hit that goal and it feels great, but guess what? The goals don't stop. You got to keep going. And here's the thing, one day of the year, of a holiday that you might slide, or you might binge, or you might dive into some food, is not going to ruin your whole body of work. You got to remember that. I know it's hard because I know I can't always just remember that, right? But I know, and the reason I share it with you is because I have to get in the right mindset. I have to prepare myself, not necessarily what kind of foods I'm bringing, not necessarily what kind of fruits I might bring to a party, or what kind of plan of attack that I may have, because I do believe a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C can really help you be successful if that's what you want to do. I got a message from Denise Harley Girl on Facebook, and it was great tonight. And she said, or last night, she said very clearly, I've mapped this out for myself. I've planned it out where I can actually enjoy myself. I've loaded up on the points to be able for me to be able to eat some food and me to be able to enjoy myself some wine, some good food, some eats that's there. But guess what? She's 0.6 pounds away from her goal of where she wants to be for the scale. And she's not necessarily all that worried about it because she's incorporating it in with what she wants to do. She's being mindful. She knows she's probably going to eat. She knows she's probably going to drink. but it's not ruining her. She's not looking at it going, oh, the life is over. Ah, I can't believe that life is just, it's over. It's not, you know, it's not going to happen. You know, my journey is just shot. None of that is happening. And it shouldn't happen with you either. And it's not going to happen with me. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm cooking a turkey. And I might have a turkey leg. Right? Might have a little bit of gravy. Might have some potatoes. I'm not a big sweets guy, so I might not have as many sweets. But for me, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to track everything that I eat. I'm going to layer it right in there. And I'm going to own it. And so at the end of the day, I'll know what to expect when the time comes down to it. And I'll own that piece too. But what happens if I am a mindful and I don't eat as much as what I thought I was gonna? I'm just thinking about it. I'm not starving myself, because depriving myself is the worst thing I can do. Because if I deprive myself and I think to myself, I'm on a diet, then you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna eat two turkey legs. I'm gonna dive right into the thigh on the lower part of the dark meat that's on the turkey. And I'm gonna dive into that bad boy, and I'm gonna have the trip to Japan, and I'm gonna have the sleep time afterwards and sleep for a day. But if I don't deprive myself and I enjoy myself and I'm around my family and I'm around my friends and I'm taking the moment to just soak it in and enjoy it, then I know that that's longevity for me. These are things that I can do for the rest of my life that I know that will be successful for me. So the moral of the story here, the plan of attack for you isn't necessarily, or for me, isn't necessarily calories, amounts, food products, those kind of things. My objective is to be mindful of what I'm eating, but to enjoy what I'm eating and be with family and friends. Concentrate on the people that I'm around rather than what I'm putting in my mouth. So if you do slide, just take it into consideration that you're not a failure. You didn't fail. All you did is had a moment in time that you're living life and you're enjoying yourself. And when you enjoy yourself, you're mindful of that enjoyment and you can learn from it. Maybe make a couple changes next year or whatever. And it isn't necessarily restricting you. It's just making some, you know, objective changes to making sure that you can be better moving forward. So, moral of the story, don't focus in on the foods. More so focus in on the surroundings, the enjoyment, the holidays, being with your family, being with your friends, and doing those kind of things, right? And then if you do eat, just focus in. See what you're eating. Track it. Write it down. Make sure you just keep a good tally of what you're doing. So that way when you do, and let's say you are up this week or next week or to start the new year, you know exactly why. This is what I did. That's okay. And now I got to put my work into to be able to take that off. And now I'm all set. But it's not a failure, because a 2 pound, 3 pound gain is not going to negate that 50 pounds that you've lost throughout the year. So everyone, I will probably post another one tomorrow, but have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas. And let's go out there and just enjoy time with each other and just don't worry about it too much. Just enjoy the moment. All right. Everybody have a great holiday season, and we'll be talking more soon. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can, and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.